Thank God you're back. You've got to sit at the end. No, no, no. No, you've got to sit at the end. We moved them all along so we had the camera shot. Mongo, don't try and pick a fight. Just sit down there in the empty seat. Don't pick on him, he's clearly very ill. Don't panic, we've got security. You'll be fine, you're my new favourite. Just because you've got a bladder like a mouse's purse...
You'll be fine! As soon as the floodgates open, then it's just got to happen. Every 15 minutes, I'll be out there again in another 15 minutes.
Was that a very long word? Or were you slurring everything into one? When's the comedy on? When's the comedy on? Really? What's your name, sir?
I can't remember.
What's your name?
David.
David? Yeah. What's your favourite colour, David?
Blue.
Blue, okay. Seems like the fairest way to deal with you, David. There are so many things I could say. Number between 1 and 8, David.
6.
6. Okay, and you said to me, when's the comedy on? Well, it says, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth. These things don't lie, David. These things don't lie. Nah, I'm kidding. She swallowed the lot. You're looking slightly disapproving there, madam. You all right? I like the fact that you two look incredibly rock and roll in a sea of middle class. What a wonderful thing. What do you do? Are you in a band or something?
Me?
Yeah.
Called
Cyber what?
Cyber Dog?
Yeah. Where do you think I got this? Hey? It's rubber on the inside. I might have a funky underpinning. I don't know what a funky underpinning is. That's how unfunky I am. Were you expecting more thrash metal at this gig? Yes, I'm sorry to disappoint. And your partner there, so you've got a similar look about you. What do you do, sir?
I manage a fetish clothing shop.
You manage a fetish clothing shop? Whereabouts?
Covent Garden.
Covent Garden? Yeah. It's a great spot for it. What's the weirdest request you've ever had in the store?
Someone wanted a douchebag fitted to a catsuit.
Someone wanted a douchebag fitted to a catsuit? Yeah. They're all words I vaguely understand. And yet when you say them, what? Hang on, what's a douchebag?
It's a special facility that you're attached to the back of your capsule to defecate into them at will.
Oh, a douchebag! Oh, I thought you said something else. Oh, right. The device I have on my catsuit so I can defecate at will. Surely if you've got a catsuit on, you should really be going in the sandpit. Are you off to buy a... Did we just say defecate at will and you were off? Have you been hypnotised at some point? What, sorry? Posh prick. Posh prick seems a bit harsh. What's your name, sir? Miles. Miles. And you think I might be a bit posh. All right, Miles, what's your favourite colour? Blue. Seems like the fairest way to deal with this. Here's some B-L-U-E. Number between 1 and 8, Miles?
4.
4. All right. Ooh, says if you've come as a cunt, you've won. Bit of good news. Any more for any more?
Yeah, a sneaky little drink. Hang on, one sec. Oh. Do feel free to heckle if you want. There's a lot of jokes, but you can...
You've lost too much weight, Jimmy.
What, sorry?
You've lost too much weight.
I've lost too much weight. I put weight on. I was 8 pounds. I don't know what's the matter with me. Also, if we're going to sort of be, I don't know, maybe concerned about others' personal appearances... maybe the man that looks like a microphone... shouldn't be talking. What do you do for a living? So you look as if you should be a drummer in a band. You are in a band. Of course you're in a band. Of course. There's no other excuse for that. Not that a lot of people don't like my hair. A lot of people think I wear a wig. Or it's a comb-over. Something. I haven't got a comb over. Well, not there. I do have one massive pube that I just loop around. It's quite something. You would enjoy it. What band are you in?
It's called Origami Dinosaur.
You're an Origami Dinosaur? Oh, my God! They're like my favourite band. Oh, hang on. I'm thinking of Coldplay. We'll check in again with Origami Dinosaur later. I read an article recently about British men's ultimate sexual fantasy, and it surprised me. The results of it surprised me. It was a proper survey. They asked 3,000 men their opinion. I'd like to do a little straw poll in here this evening, because the results of this, I was shocked. Ultimate sexual fantasies. Has anyone got one they wouldn't mind admitting to?
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, it's a specific person that you would like to bone. Well, I happen to know Jessica Alba does an awful lot of work for charity. Maybe...
Who the fuck has a side part in? You're going to kick yourself when I tell you. Me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I do for a living. I think of little jokes in my head, and then I tell them to you so that you'll like me. Sounds a bit tragic when I said... What was that? It's not working. Well, you can fuck off.
That's pretty much the first half of my show, ladies and gentlemen. But it's mainly me talking in the first half. Any questions so far? Anything else you'd like to know? Yes! Oh, I'm going to presume all the questions are for me. If I'm not being too starry and arrogant... Although there's something about my name in this town.
Jimmy!
Just sounds right. Go on, what was the question?
What would you rather do?
Suck
off your dad or lick out your mum?
Wow. Yes, I think if I'm not mistaken, that's one of Wittgenstein's theorems. You'd suck off his mum. He's done you. He has done you. I'm not from Perth, so I may never have to make that decision. Fucking hell. You sound like you come from a very broken home. I'm not suggesting you fucked your mum, but only because you wouldn't want to two-time your sister.
They say don't masturbate, you'll go blind. Yeah, only if you get it in your eyes. Aim away. Who do you think about when you masturbate? Her. So do I, she's lovely. That was a good answer. You think about your partner when you masturbate. I think I put my hand on my heart, speak on behalf of every man in here and say, when we masturbate, we think about you ladies. We think about our partners, our wives and our girlfriends. Yeah? We do. I do, I always think of my girlfriend. I think, Ocean's walking. She doesn't even know I've got these magazines. I'd like to end by talking about threesomes, because it tends to divide the sexes. Most men would be quite up for a threesome with two girls. Most women don't really fancy that action. If you're asked to bring a friend, you tend to get a little bit offended. And I think it's because men are such bad communicators. You know, when we ask for that, women sort of hear, oh, what, I'm not enough woman for you, you need two women to satisfy you because you're such a big man. That's not what we're saying, ladies. What we're saying is, wouldn't it be brilliant if after sex there was someone there for you to talk to? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I do for a living. I think of little jokes in my head and then I tell them to you so that you'll like me. Sounds a bit tragic when I said, what was that? It's not working. Well, you can fuck off. Where are you? It's not working, man. Give us a wave. What do you do, sir?
Telecoms.
You do telecoms. What do you do? Do you?
I do you.
I do you. I do you telephone. What, sorry?
Build telecoms.
You build them networks. Ironically, you work in communications and can hardly string a fucking sentence together. I love swearing. I've always quite... Oh, you all right? Sorry, what was that? I missed a bit of chat. Hi. Sorry, it's not the telly. If you talk, I can hear. Now you're looking pissed off. You're thinking, I didn't press the red button. It's gone all interactive. What were you saying? Go on, say. You thought you. She just said, "I thought you were talking about snake bite the drink." Yeah. What happened was. Okay. In a joke is like two stories, yeah. And the first story makes you make an assumption about something. So the assumption people made about snake bite in that joke was that it was a snake biting you. That's the setup of the joke. So you made the assumption he's talking about a snake biting someone. In the second part of the joke, often known as the punchline, what you'll find is that rug will be whipped from under you and you'll realise that the assumption you made was erroneous. Suddenly revealing a fact that was previously concealed is the nature of all one-liners, madam. So in essence, I was talking about both snake bites, the thing that happens when a snake bites you, and also the drink. No problem at all, it's lovely to help. It's nice to have you here this evening, because I think one of the charity gigs I did helped pay for the minibus that brought you here. Nice to see that money wasn't wasted. Oh, bless her little heart. What are you making of the rest of the show? Or are you just enjoying the spangly things? Who's come the furthest? Has anyone come from, like, a long way away, overseas? Canvey Island? Right, now I know Canvey Island, so I happen to know that you've not come a long way from your home, you've just brought it with you. Did you come with him? No, good. Canvey Island's the furthest anyone came, well, fuck you. You were all in the area anyway, were you? What's that? Was that Dover? But you were castrated before you got a chance to... Right. Were you worried about sounding silly, so you thought, well, I'll put on a ludicrous high-pitched voice? That should sort things out, shouldn't it? So you're a sailor, are you? Imagine my surprise at your high-pitched voice. Size isn't important, it's what you do with it. Would you agree with that, ladies?
No!
There's a lady over there that likes a big cock and she doesn't care who knows it. Sorry, it's quite possible you just whispered that and it picked up an echo. I like it when ladies get tattoos. Have any ladies in here got tattoos?
Yes.
What have you got?
A vent.
A what?
A vent.
You've got a vent? I think that may be the crudest term I've ever heard for a vagina. I've got a vent.
Well, if you're particularly gassy, I suppose. Whereabouts is this vent?
On my arm.
On your arm, you've got a vent. You have, by all accounts, got some sort of vent. Fucking go, girl. Nothing says feminine like air conditioning equipment. Nothing says I'm hot like I need a fucking vent. That's how hot I fucking am. Has anyone got one on the small of their back?
Yeah.
What have you got?
A football symbol.
A football symbol?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Would you like to see it?
Yes, I would. Hey. Have a look. A football symbol. What is it?
Gaelic football.
It's Gaelic football?
Yeah. Irish football.
Right, no, I know what Gaelic football is. How come you've got that there? Did you do the whole team and you got a bonus? I don't know. It's just, it's always struck me, it's a lovely place to get a tattoo because it's discreet. When you ask a lot of ladies why they get a tattoo, they say, I got one there because it's just for me and my partner. Or partners. It's, you know, but my question is, if he's looking at that, he's already having a good time. The last thing he needs is more visual stimulus. What you've basically got on your lower back is a target. A very common male fantasy is to have two women at the same time. One to cook, one to clean. Easy there, I'm joking. They want to fuck them. Any other ultimate sexual fantasies?
Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend? Well, maybe we could double team her. My girlfriend is your ultimate sexual fantasy. Yes, people see my girlfriend and they see me and they say, she's only going out with you because you're famous. And I say, but I am famous. What's your point? Is that your girlfriend?
That is my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend? I'm not going to swap if that's okay. Can I just clarify, you are a beautiful lady, no disrespect to you, but he heckled, I had to put him down, and the only way to get to him was through you. I like the way as well, I suggested your girlfriend wasn't good looking enough, and you applauded. Yeah, you'll be using those hands later on, won't you? Could you move around a bit? Because I think you're encouraging the others. What's your name, Adam? I better ask.
Gemma.
Gemma. Hello, Gemma. Is there any chance you could just pop the Chinese love balls out for a minute? You seem to be teetering on the edge of orgasm at all times. I've seen it in films, I know. What do you do, Gemma?
I'm a cheerleading coach.
You're a cheerleading coach? The easiest job in the world? I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a new name for cheerleading coach, though, isn't there? Don't we call it grooming now? So, what, who do they cheerlead for?
I have a squad called the Fury Jams.
You have a squad called the what?
The Fury Jams.
The Fury Jams. Is that a term for menstruation? There's a cheerleading squad called the Fury Jams. You're right, love. Now I've got the Fury Jams. And you teach people to cheerlead?
Yes, like stunting, like throwing people up in
the air. These are grown adults?
No, I've got children ages 10 to 16.
10 to 16?
Yeah.
Okay, and you get them to...
Well, it's not just pom-poms and showing your bottom.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm no expert. I know there's a lot of showering. There's more showering than you would imagine. But has anyone else got any cheerleading DVDs? I'm something of a connoisseur. I have a collection. And mainly, they like to get sudsy. Let's move this along. But lovely to meet you with your hilarious laugh. It's infectious. I like it. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks.
And thanks very much for cheerleading. Thank you for helping our young people go... valuable work you do.
If you like fast-paced, edgy one-liners, get ready to be happy. I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, and I'll be touring all around the world. Come and see me. If you don't like fast-paced, edgy jokes, then it's not for you. You know, get some perspective. Maybe they're just jokes.